This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has reiterated that country's petroleum and LPG supply situation is fully secure and under control. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said all retail fuel outlets have enough supplies and there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG anywhere in the country. The ministry has also called upon citizens not to be misled by a deliberately mischievous coordinated campaign of misinformation that is being carried out to spread unjustified panic. India is today receiving more crude oil from its 41-plus suppliers across the world. The ministry said every Indian refinery is running at over 100% utilization. India has 74 days of total reserve capacity and the actual stock cover is of around 60 days right now. The ministry has also said that there is no shortage of LPG across the country. The domestic refinery production has been ramped up by 40%, bringing daily LPG output to 50,000 metric tons, which is more than 60% of the country's requirement. It said approximately one full month of supply is firmly arranged, with additional procurement being finalized continuously. Oil companies are successfully delivering over 50 lakh cylinders every day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has once again been ranked the world's most popular leader, securing a 68% approval rating in the latest global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, carried out between March 2nd and 8th, shows PM Modi maintaining a significant lead over other global leaders. Switzerland's President Guy Parmelin and South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung are in the second position, both with 62% approval ratings. Leaders from the Czech Republic and Argentina follow with 57% and 56% approval, respectively. In contrast, US President Donald Trump recorded a 39% approval rating and did not feature among the top 10. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held bilateral talks with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot at Abbaye des Bois du Cerne in France. Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to France to attend the G7 foreign ministers' meeting with the partner countries. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said that Iran allowed India and a number of other friendly nations, including China and Russia, to use the Strait of Hormuz for commercial shipping. Global oil and gas prices have surged after Iran blocked the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow shipping lane between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman that handles roughly 20% of the global oil and liquefied natural gas. There have been growing global concerns over disruptions in commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of severe consequences if it does not fully reopen the waterway. The Iranian foreign minister made it clear that ships linked to Iran's adversaries will not be allowed to transit through the strategic waterway. Iran and the United States have hardened their positions as diplomacy aimed at reaching a ceasefire in the war in the West Asia appears to be faltering. Tehran moved to formalize its control over the crucial Strait of Hormuz, while Washington prepared for the arrival of U.S. combat forces in the region that could be used on the ground in Iran. A U.S. strike group led by the USS Tripoli is moving closer to the West Asia, carrying about 2,500 Marines. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that the government has undertaken extensive measures to improve road safety by identifying and rectifying accident-prone black spots across the country. Addressing the Sadak Suraksha Abhiyan 2026 in New Delhi, the minister said over 40,000 crore rupees has been spent on improving road design and safety. Ram Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami. In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, defending champions India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Male, Maldives today, eliminating their rivals from the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.